the beauty of the truth of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady is seen from the very beginning. The beginning of God's breaking into time. The beginning that is testified in the first reading for the Mass when God called to the man, "Where are you?" "I heard the sound of you in the garden," the man replied. "I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." Until that moment. That moment is a decisive moment. It is a cataclysmic moment. It is a disastrous moment. Until that moment, they were naked without shame. There was no shame. There was no remorse. There was no guilt. It was perfect relationship with God. Perfect harmony with divinity. And humanity seizes a moment and demands to set terms that is not for humanity to set. The shame was not nakedness to one another in Adam and Eve. It was hiding from God. That is the consequence of sin. When we miss the mark, when we do not make choices that are in accordance with the dictates of God, when we choose to rebel ourselves and say, "No, I'm going to do it like this because I can or because I want, even though I know it's not in accordance with God's design," we wind up hiding. We wind up shameful. And if that were the end of the story, it would be devastating and without hope. But God launches a rescue mission for those whom He has created in the divine image, that God so deeply desires to share a relationship of being naked without shame, of being totally true and transparent and authentic and genuine without any vestige of sin. There are more than a few today who want to rationalize and justify that wrongs make right. They do not. They offend. And they lead us into hiding. But God is relentless in His pursuit of those whom God has created in His own image. And the prophets are sent. Kings are permitted, though God says every time this is a bad idea. and it bears it out too. Bad idea. One lousy, rotten king after another. Because they let their human proclivities and tendencies rule and not God's ways. And it's this longing that divinity has, "What more can I do? What more can I do? What more can I do?" to bring about this rescue operation so that humanity is not in rebellion, but in harmony with Me. And eventually we know that God's own Word becomes flesh, incarnate, like us in all things but sin, so that God is not a concept, but personally encountered and intimately encountered. And in order for that to happen, one was needed who would be a perfect vessel for the Son of God Himself to enter into time. One who has no idea how it's going to work out, but knows in the core of her being that if she aligns her entire life to this Word of God, which was taught to her by her own parents at the youngest of ages, if she were to align her life according to God's Word, it will work out. How? I don't know. That it will, absolutely and assuredly. And that enables her confidently, she wasn't tepid, confidently to assert, "Let it be done to me according to Your Word." The Word of God spoken to her through the angel. Immaculately conceived as a gift in anticipation of the grace of our Lord that would completely fill her, not independent of Christ, but as a beautiful, extraordinary manifestation of God's unceasing goodness that would pour out through her to all of humanity. That means us. My brothers and sisters, we don't have to hide. We don't have to be naked with shame. Indeed, we're called to be otherwise, like it was in the beginning. And through the intercession of Our Lady, we all stand to be strengthened and emboldened in our daily efforts to denounce what's wrong, what's offensive to God, and so to align ourselves and to love others to the degree that we help them to be aligned with all that God wishes us to do and experience. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Mary, the Immaculate Conception, pray for us.